don't know. I was, yes, 26, 27. And in Detroit, we had DeSalle. Mike DeSalle was the price administrator. He had, and he was very close to Phil, he had pretty much assigned responsibility for the automotive industry to our office in Detroit, wisely so. And so much of my activity was focused upon the automobile industry and the parts manufacturing industry. And shortly after I went on board, Sam Ostro phased out, and the question then became how to appoint me as the general counsel with as little experience as I had. And the government regulations required X number of years before you could be entitled to X dollars in salary. Well, Phil didn't think that was very fair, since I was doing the work and doing it without any criticism. And he thought I had not only the title, but also the salary. He had great difficulty accomplishing that. Ultimately, it was done. But for a long period of time, I functioned as acting general counsel. And my salary was less than the general counsel would have been entitled to get. Ultimately, that was taken care of. It was a long struggle. In any event, I became quite close to Horace and Sid and Phil in those years. And we maintained our friendship throughout the 50s.
Now, these appointments in federal agencies flowed from what, the Truman administration. Was there somebody off in Washington that instrumental in steering?
No, it was strictly Phil's request. He had the power of appointment. I didn't know anyone in Washington in those days. Harold Leventhal was general counsel at the Office of Price Stabilization, and he ultimately became a member of the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. In any event, in 52 or 53, I returned to my practice, and I served Menon in two ways. First, as a member of the Board of Canvassers, but secondly, on a very informal basis, reviewing potential judicial appointees.
How did that work? Did he have just you, or was there a little committee?
There was a little committee. There were three of us at one time.
Who were the others?
Vic Baum, Ted Sachs, and I. Our function was a rather interesting one. It was simply to provide Menon with information about professional competence. We looked at pleading, we talked to lawyers, we had contacts with the prospect, always on a very low-key basis so as not to reveal our purpose. I don't think more than a handful of people in the state knew that Menon was getting this sort of information from us. Ours was not a political function to perform. We could not say to him, this is a dumb move. Politically, you shouldn't even be considering it. Our function was simply to give him the information he needed to determine whether the applicant had the professional qualifications for the appointment. And for young lawyers to have that responsibility, it was quite an obligation.
And Governor Williams took a very personal interest in these things,
yeah,
too, did he not?
He did.
Vic Baum told me one time that he called his rabbi, mm-hmm, and spoke to him 45 minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. This was his priority.
Yeah. Well, Menon had suggested to me on more than one occasion that he wanted the appointment of the service, and service. And I said, no, I wasn't ready for that. I had not very much practice. I had been a lawyer only since 49. And that I just didn't think that it was appropriate for a young person to go on the bench that early. And that I had a growing practice. I was enjoying my work. I didn't want to leave for bench work. I never really wanted to be a judge. And finally, in 1959, in January of 1959, I had a call from Sid, who asked if I would be willing to help Meta, that old Judge Moynihan had died in December, I believe, of 1958. And he was scheduled for retirement. And so a whole flock of candidates had filed for that spring election, among them being Judge Moynihan's son, young Joe. There were maybe a dozen candidates, and there were other judges retiring at that time, and so the judicial field was a huge field of self-starters, some of whom were colleagues of Menon, who were proteges of Menon. And he had a choice to make. He could either appoint one of them to give that appointee a leg up on the election, or he could appoint an old-timer for whom appointment to the bench would have been a capstone to a career, or he could appoint someone like me who could not succeed himself, but who would look upon this year as a year of opportunity to help the bench work off the enormous backlog that developed on that bench. And when I talked with Sid, he explained all that to me. Menon's objective was to avoid the political morass of picking someone and forsaking all the others. He wanted to avoid having to select an old-timer. And he thought that this was a marvelous opportunity to put a young man on the bench who would help reduce the backlog. And I talked to my partners. They thought it was a great idea because I would then have an opportunity to see what it was like on the other side of the bench. And I had a whole career ahead of me as a practicing lawyer.